AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. So we're finally back.
Finally.
For everyone, all the lovely listeners at home, it's not been any different, but for us, we've had a week off and not much has happened really, has it? You know, there's still a bit of a windy bit of weather going on.
Windy? Well, no. King got cancer.
Yeah.
That's Tom Garrett. Bang something off or someone. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Also, wait there. Have you seen it? Because I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
So I didn't know, as I was like scrolling through, I think it was Twitter. I didn't know that was the video. So I saw...
Did you see it though? Because I haven't seen it.
I literally, I saw 2 seconds, realised what was going on. And I was like,
What was going on? Because on TikTok, it never shows you the video. It just shows you people's reactions to it.
So, dressing room banter.
Is it though? Like, or just gag?
Yeah, so it's not anything that we would have done back in the day.
Right.
Well, definitely us. I know a couple of lads that would probably do something like this. But yeah, so it's like one of the fellow teammates, I don't know if it was a football team or a rugby team or something, but they're sitting there recording. And so the one lad standing there, I mean, why he's got his dick out in the first place, I don't know. Because I don't think he even had his shorts on. I think he was just standing there with a T-shirt on.
Yeah.
And then Tom's, like, just took it on his soft cock.
You know, the thing is, we spoke about this kind of stuff. Does that make you gay?
Well, so I'd seen him on TikTok afterwards, because obviously he blew up from it. He does, I don't know if it's a watch-along or if it's just a footballing podcast with... Theo Baker, I don't know who else, but
yeah, I think they do a watch along and a podcast. I think they do on some games, they do a watch along,
yeah. So it was like they're all just it's got the awkward music in the background, and they're just sort of like looking around,
yeah. I've seen that clip.
Ignore the elephant in the room. So I'd seen that, but then like, there was a video from Tom himself where what's his name now? It's a camp geezer. Well, he is gay, but he's like extremely camp as well, though. Short, skinheads.
Louis
Spencer.
That's it.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, yeah, Louis Spencer's has followed me on Instagram and whatever. And then he'd done a video as well where like Louis saying, I don't see anything wrong with it, blah, blah. And like he blows a kiss or something at the end, saying, like, we should have a game of football or something together. And so then, like, you know, Tom's sitting there, he's drinking a glass of, I think it was Madry, if I remember right. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to shag Louis Spencer just for the crack. But because I don't even know if he's gay. Tom Garrett. It's a bit obvious about Louis Spencer.
Yeah, but I was literally, well, I was going to say, well, clearly he is, mate, if you think about it. It depends what, you know, people have different, you know, what's gay or not. But for me, podcast, he's that guy.
Well, it is, because right, we touched on it before. Yeah.
Pegging his guy. Tugging on another man's soft cock, he's gay.
Yeah. There we go. Being gay, he's gay. Being boy, he's gay. Being a lesbian, he's gay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's gay. how often does he do it?
Well, I don't know. That's either way, it's you know, even if it's a one-off, it's still gay.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, mate. I did cut you up on your open. I know you had a lot to say.
No, so that's like, because there wasn't, in general, not a great deal has gone on in our 2 weeks off. I mean, I suppose the biggest news is that Bevo is single now, isn't he?
Oh, this... Honestly, I can't wait for this guy not to like to be a thing. I'm sick of scrolling past him on my TikTok.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like the way it's just like blown up even more again that I don't even know his missus name, but yeah, the frog-eyed woman anyway. Because they'd split up, and then literally the next day she was with HS anyway. She's with him the next day, and he slapped her straight on OnlyFans. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Lord, I'm so glad that we're older than all of this bullshit, because I couldn't handle that. Like, fair enough, Bevo probably gets slapped up by you, but if that was me in that situation, I'd be straight around finding him and just whacking his head off. I'd be like, nah, you're out of order. It doesn't matter what's happened between us two. You don't do that, man.
It's all clicks, isn't it? I think a lot of stuff online is scripted. I think it's scripted. I have to admit,
a lot of it is scripted. And
just for the clicks and views, just so people like take an interest. That's what I think, and that's got to be one, because it's got to be.
Yeah, but talking about scripted, the Super Bowl.
Right now, I didn't watch it. It's something that I've
haven't watched it either.
It's something that I've always wanted to watch, and I never understand why they do it on a Sunday and not a Saturday night. Because obviously it's like an event in America, isn't it? So
they probably have a bank holiday or something the next day.
No, I don't think they do. I don't know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I've always thought it's weird how it's not done on a Saturday. So you've got the day to recover, basically.
Yeah. Because what time is it there? Because for us,
I think it
finished at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, UK I think it time. Started at, did it start at midnight just after 1? Also, what cracks me up is, like, you know, obviously when you watch our sports like football, rugby, cricket, tennis, if you will, it's non-stop. Yeah. It kills me how much...
Well, I did see a stat. It's something like the average NFL playing time is like 11 and a half minutes. So even though it's like a two-hour game, because there's a stoppage in play, the clock still ticks over.
Right.
Whereas obviously, like, now, fair enough with football, if the ball goes out or there's a foul and that, the clock still runs, but then there's added time.
Yeah.
But rugby, which is the proper man sport, not this NFL soccer, American football. So rugby, they'll pause the clock.
Yeah.
You know, you rarely get a minute or two added on rugby. It's like 11 and a half minutes of actual playing time.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole of the Super Bowl event is like 4 hours, isn't it?
About the halftime show, I think it's like half an hour long as well.
Yeah.
As well. So
so I did say Usher's, not the whole of the performance, but yeah, I saw some of it anyway. But even that, it's like he's got the microphone on, you can hear him, but he's not, the original track is playing in the background, and just every now and again he's singing over it. Yeah, so it's like you're just dancing there.
Yeah.
You might as well not even be mocked up, you're just dancing.
Yeah.
So that was quite strange. But I suppose that's just always been a thing, really, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think just maybe for two reasons, just in case there is technical problems that it's still getting played through the speakers.
Yeah.
Also, he's probably not as good live. I don't know. But You would hope that he would have done it live, I suppose. I suppose it would be hard to dance.
Well, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Without losing your breath, though, innit?
I've always found that a bit of a, what's the word? Like, kind of like a cop-out, because like those artists, they'll put on more of a show of the dancer.
Are you going to watch them dance, or do you want to watch them sing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, obviously, it depends on what you're into. I'm more of a fan of the vocals as opposed to watching them dancing that long. Now, that's why when you watch lots of Ed Sheeran live, it's just him, literally just him. Yeah, loop pedal, and he's banging away. He's doing everything himself. And not many songs anyway, he has like a full band with him, does he? So, you know, that's more of a better experience than I find personally anyway.
Why did you say Super Bowl was scripted though? Because we was on about...
So it's because they've done it for Swift, haven't they? For Taylor Swift.
Ah, because that Kelsey.
Yeah. So,
you know, sorry, go on, sorry, no, I'll keep calling you.
No, it's all right. It's too coincidence, like too much of a coincidence that Taylor Swift's fella, her little hubby, you know, he's on the winning team. And, you know, she had a performance in Japan, I think, the night before. So she had to get on a private jet to get over like within a couple of hours to be there. You know, it's written in the stars. It's all scripted. The down half time, whatever, and then the start spinning it around, and the end up winning. It was just all too much. And like, because have you seen any of the clips of her? She was with Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' missus, and then there's that Spice Latte woman.
Spice.
I don't know. Just another Nicki Minaj, really, ain't it? But she's next to her as well. So I've seen all bloody videos about that because she was doing like demon signs with her hands.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And she kept lifting up a necklace, which was an upside down crucifix.
Yeah, no, so, I did see one of those videos.
Yeah, it's like devil bashing and that. Like, so.
Also, I did see a stat that was like, you've seen more of Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl than any other like person.
Yeah,
like,
it's because mad, isn't it? She's literally earned the NFL.
Like viewership,
over $1 billion worth, like in dollars, because of her relationship. It's just ridiculous. So that's what they've done. They've done it for all of that extra exposure. But it's just surprising how much money's involved in it, where it's not as big as football.
Yeah,
our football.
I've watched a thing about this before because a lot of the world's money is in America, in American companies. And because that's number one sport in America, that's why you think, how can a team like the Dallas Cowboys be worth more than Man United when Man United's got more fans around the world and stuff like that? And you just, it's got something to do with because America's where the money is. And somehow, I can't remember the fundamentals of it, but it's basically because it's based in America and it's America's sport. And only niche to America to a certain extent. That's why it's so valuable, the teams are.
Yeah.
Which is really weird, actually, because, as I said, with Man U, or, you know, Man U, PSG, you know, like global teams. Barcelona
and all that,
You know, but yeah, and they have some serious salaries, like that Patrick Mahomes, that quarterback that plays for the Chiefs. He's on, get this, he's got a 10-year contract, $500 million, so $50 million a year gets paid.
Yeah,
and that's just his football contract. That's not included, so there's no bonuses
or anything,
and none of the sponsorships. Yeah. So that's some serious money. And I don't think, you know, what's a regular season? Is it 16 games? 4, 8, 12? I'm sure I'm 16 games. I might be wrong on that. So I haven't watched football for ages. American football. Sorry,
I don't know, to be honest.
I'm sure there's a 16. It's because you can only play like 16 games and not play again for the rest of the year, depending if you get knocked out or whatever. Because they don't draw, do they? Just win or lose, innit? There's no draws, innit?
Yeah, I think it's almost like a mini league at first.
And yeah, then, it's four. Yeah, they have
and
like,
then it's the top few that go through, isn't it?
They have like groups of four.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've really never got into it. Which is not surprising. Like, you know, I watch rugby from time to time, but I've never been a massive rugby fan either. I think if I was into rugby more, then I probably would put the effort in to try and watch it. But
yeah, because what I was going to say, two things. Have you seen how big college football is in America in terms of stadiums?
I know that it is massive because their stadiums as well, they knock them down and rebuild them every like 5-6 years or something, don't they?
Right. Well, the college ones, so I'm talking like Alabama, Georgia, around, I don't know, is it called the Deep South? Where there's like, it's a big football community. Their like colleges have like 110,000 stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
110,000 just to watch a college game?
Yeah, it is mental, really, when you look at those sort of numbers. But you know, it is good on the sense with the drafting system and that. It's a more of a level playing
at first,
isn't it? But I've just never got into it. It's not been my cup of tea.
I do like watching the documentaries, you know, on Netflix, where was it Last Chance You? Did you ever watch that? It's
I didn't watch it, no, but I do know of it.
Because one of the things, and I think we spoke about this before, is like these lads are like 22, 21, and they can't wake up to go to like class, and they're on there on a scholarship.
Yeah.
Like, you're 21, mate? And they're like, the coach's like, you know, these kids, like, he's not kids. They're 21, mate.
Well, I think because of the school system in America, you are seen more as a kid
into in like the 20,
early 20s. Yeah. Because it's literally
4 years of college after 18. So probably anything after 22, I'd say. Yeah.
Because it literally is. Because that's what they were trying to do over here, really, isn't it? Stay in school, not mandatory to stay in school until you're 18 and then push on for further education.
I've always found that. That's fascinated me about America. You can grow up, say, like in somewhere, let's just say Seattle, which is on the East Coast, go to college, then into Texas, which is like thousands of miles away, do 4 years there. So you get more friends, you know, you get your life sorted there, and then get a job then straight after college, like in New York. I always find that fascinating. Like, so you've got your school friends, your college friends, and then you've got your grown-up friends. It's like restarting again.
Well, which yeah, it's
a hard for me to understand, because obviously we've been at the same group of friends since like 11 or 12.
Yeah, it's similar in a sense, but on a bigger scale, just because of the distance.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm only like less than 20 miles away from you now, and you know, if it weren't for this podcast, really, we'd still barely see each other.
No.
But with them, it's as you say, it's hundreds of thousands of miles away between each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is on a grander scale.
Because it is literally the equivalent of me driving, say, if I lived here, the distance apart, sorry, is like me literally getting a plane from here. It's like Paris to see her.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking mad.
Well, even further still, really.
Yeah, it could be. Especially if you're going coast to coast.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always fascinated me about it, is because where do you, if you grew up in Seattle, or Oregon.
Yeah.
Then you went to Texas for college, and then say you've went to like North Carolina, let's just go to Florida then for a job. Like, how do you adapt? Because every state has different tax. It's just like, it's so hard. I think
because there, it's their norm, isn't it? So fair enough, yeah, it's different tax rates and that in each different state, but because that's regulated, it'd be like us going from Birmingham to Manchester or something, and you're paying different VAT on your products that you're buying.
It's like, but you're putting more distance in between, like, your family, and then you're putting more distance in between your college friends, and you're just putting distance in yourself from everyone again.
Yeah.
To start again, basically. I know you obviously do need a full job, but it's always fascinated me that setup has.
Yeah. I suppose it's good on a sense, though, because, you know, not necessarily us in general, but you do see it with some people where they're too comfortable just staying in their own
hometown
zone and whatever, and just like, just always staying. Like, you know, there's a few people that I imagine still do it now, but, you know, we're always going to the same pub every day from the age of 16, and they'll stay in that pub until the die, essentially. You got to venture out a little bit, where some people are just happy doing that, isn't they?
Yeah. Also, Warren, I know we're talking a lot about America. You know what?
America.
Daka, daka. Fucking hell. Like, honestly. That movie. That couldn't get. Daka, daka.
Yeah.
That movie could not be made now.
Team America, by the way. For anyone that doesn't know the reference. God, I remember that. Got the arms bouncing around. I remember saying to Hollywood, like, that's you, that.
Yeah. I've lost my train of thought. But now just going to America, obviously, because you know how TikTok works. Once you watch one video, they keep coming up.
Yeah, the algorithm.
Yeah, so on mine, it like keeps showing me these little quaint towns in America. Like, you just, you know, you slide through a slideshow. I keep sending them to Kay, like, I want to move there. Like, just, you know, like a Hallmark movie. the Christmas movie. Yeah. That. Yeah, that's what he looks like. Yeah. Look, brilliant. I don't know how.
I see a lot of, not the America ones, lot, but similar setups where it's it shows this house. Look, it'll say how much land it's got with it. So, you know, a dozen acres. Look, shows the interior, the nice kitchen, how many bedrooms it's got, this and that, blah, blah. And then it'll be like, in Denmark, €67,000 or something. And you think it's the price of that over here for that same style house and that would be like $2 million or something. Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy. You know, it's, but again, it's like the property prices over in America is ridiculous as well, isn't it? That's why it is a renter's market over there, really.
Yeah.
Because I think that's why they tried to change things. Not intentionally, but like the government's leaned more towards having people that already own houses rent them out and that over here. And that's why a part of the reason why everything's fucked up.
You know, we're going to talk about America one last thing, time, because I was speaking to Carla about, you know, if I have one last meal because I'm on this diet. So I'm really thinking about food constantly. And you know what I really want? So this ain't American, but a deep fried Snickers. That's what I want. I can't find nowhere that does it. So if there's
It wasn't really a massive thing over here, though, was it?
No, but there's got to be a shop somewhere that does it that I don't know about, local, and I would travel for it. So that, and also...
But have you Googled it to see
that? I've Googled it, and it's so hard to find. It's Scotland, yeah. And the other thing, and I would quite happily go on a plane, sit on the plane for 7, 8, 9 hours to go to a 7-Eleven and get a Sour Patch Kids Slurpee or slush. I don't know what
it's a slush puppy for us, but it is. It's just liquid.
It's full of shit, mate, but it's fucking... Look, $2, mate. It's fucking massive as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, God, fucking, yeah. Really nice.
So what you're saying is those Tango Ice Blacks.
No. They're just Tango Ice Blasts are nothing.
I don't even like the Tango Ice Blasts anyway.
No, they took all the sugar out of it,
didn't they? I've never liked them before.
Oh, no, there was nice before.
No, I never liked them before.
But Jack, 7-Eleven, it's like everything you want. It's like, I've got to stop.
That's why it's called a convenience store.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
You can get everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, not much has happened this week, really, has it? I've still been seeing a few more things about aliens and stuff going on, like, but there's not been any major.
Nah.
No, actually, sorry. I did see a big video the other week. So apparently all of the ice cap in the North Pole has melted, and there was a spaceship that was found there.
Because the snow has melted and...
Yeah, it was underneath the ice cap. Right. Carbon dated to 50,000 years ago for when it landed crashed. So it correlates with the last ice age that we had. And so the power, it's still got power. It's emitting, it's like a 2-mile spacecraft or something. So it's a massive ship anyway. And then the EMF field, so electric magnetic field, that it's still radiating around it is like a 200 square mile radius. So... like the video was saying, look, that's why when such and such exposition happened years ago, that was why there was a crash and this and that, because of the ship's self-defense mechanism, essentially, has scrambled the plane's devices and it's just gone down. So essentially, I can't think of what they were called now, but I know we've spoke about it before, but those giant heads that were a part of the dig sites. So as they were digging, you could see like the
in China. It was in China.
They've been all over the place.
Yeah. I know you're on about the...
Obviously, you know, I was well prepared for this conversation. So not that we've seen pictures of it, but those heads, they've dug the rest of them down, and they're like 80 metres tall. And so essentially what they're saying is that they're statues of the aliens that are in, well, that were in, that came from in this spaceship. And that's why, you know, it's a massive spaceship, because that was the civilization that came in it. But yeah, it's like, I've seen a few videos relate, obviously I've seen the first one, then there was a few videos relating to it afterwards as well. But it's like, why isn't there any like stories, whether or not the spaceship or like whatever is actually there, but if the ice cap's melted, why hasn't there been stories about it?
Mm.
And then why aren't we all under sea level, like what they were saying years ago, because of global warming?
Yeah, there's always it's not called global warming anymore, it's called climate change, because they had to change that as well, because the world weren't getting warmer at the rate that they said it would, so they had to change it. But it's just a load of bollocks, mate. Honestly, and there's a conspiracy in everything now.
Yeah, I think it's just a natural cycle that the planet goes on. Gets hot, gets cold.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat. But yeah, it's, other than that, I've not seen any new sightings. I've not seen anything again myself, you know, that little flash from the other week. I do keep keeping my eyes out, to be fair. I wonder if that's why it was really foggy the other morning. They were hiding. To be fair, it was really thick fog. It was as I got up in the morning to take the dog out. I don't know, 15 metres?
Yeah.
I could just about see that far ahead. It was proper thick, man. It was all right. I walked through it, though, man.
Boy. There ain't no better feeling when it's snowing with a bit of fog. Well, and you're walking in it at night time. That's fucking great, that is.
Yeah, we should have had a bit of snow the other week as well.
Difficult. Rain.
I was in Burton and it snowed a little bit, but it was raining at the same time, so
doesn't
nothing.
Count. Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing by me, as usual. Yeah, never get anything. It's shit. But, you know, it's been warm the last couple of days, I feel anyway. And you watch, it'll start snowing in a couple of weeks now. Because I know we had it in March a couple of years ago as well. Mm. Well, it might have been last year we had a bit of snow in March. But and when I say it'd be like another little flutter, nothing major. Well, go on, was you going to say something
else? No.
Well, since there's nothing else major really going on, I think we should move on to your favourite parts, the old correspondence, get some emails on the go. And since it's been 2 weeks for us, but only 1 week for our lovely listeners, we have got a good couple of emails. And as always, anyone that does want to email, it is at Ash and JD on the Twitter, the X. The email address is realtalkingpod@gmail.com. On the YouTubes and all that. The links are all in the description. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should know if you read the descriptions. I suppose not many people do, to be fair, though. But yeah, anything you ever want to email in, any questions, you need some advice, or you just want to come on and start chatting shit, just call us a knob or something, then, you know, I'll give it back. But yeah.
I'm surprised no one's actually done that, though, yeah. Like, come on, yeah, give a bit of grief.
Not that I've seen, but yeah, no one's properly slagged us off. Like, you know, that James is trying to have a bit of banter. there was Danny G originally as well.
Yeah, he fell off, didn't he?
Yeah, he probably just, I reckon he still listens, just sits at home, just thought that, fuck off.
Yeah, vape it.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, no riz. Putting on his pod 4 times a day or something because he ain't got a girlfriend. Right, well, since I just mentioned James, I'll start off with him anyway. He's saying, because he thinks he's proper Scouse, isn't he? But he's not, he's a wolf. So he's saying,
well, you know what, though? I'm fine about this. No, because you call him wolf, but you live in Birmingham and support Manchester. So, Emma, really, what you're trying to say, he is a wolf for?
No, because I had no choice growing up. It was either be a Man United fan or don't follow football at all.
But that could be his. I'm just defending him a little bit. Yeah. Maybe that was his choice. He's you know, his family.
Well, he's not saying this, though, is he?
Right. You know? But what's he saying?
So he's saying, I don't know what a real Scouse is. Jamie Carragher is a legend. Steven Gerrard will get better as a manager. And when we win the league, Klopp can hand over the reins.
Right. Jamie Carragher is not a legend. No. I always feel like he needs to breathe.
Breathe and just like, just have a glass of water or something.
Yeah,
just to get the phlegm out. It's all just like...
and,
oh, God, horrible.
But I do agree, Steven Gerrard will get better because he done... I thought he'd done well at Ryan just to win the league with... when I know it's just them or Celtic, but then he went into Villa and he started off all right. Then now he dipped. I think
with Villa, it was the new manager bounce, as a lot of teams have done.
That could be true, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we could take over Rangers or Celtic and win the league. You know, it's not hard, is it?
No.
It ends.
No, it is a 50-50, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's not a Farmers League French league, but
yeah,
you know, it's an easier league.
Well, also, he's put there once we win the league. I do think Man City's going to win this already. Now.
Oh yeah,
soon as they closed like that gap.
Yeah, because as of the moment, they've got a game in hand, and
it's 2 points behind, isn't it? Is that right?
I believe it's two
points behind because Liverpool fucked up by losing to Arsenal. As soon as they lost to Arsenal, that was it. I was like, yeah, the league's done now.
Yeah. And then even though Arsenal have been playing well recently,
they always fall off.
Yeah, they have had a good couple of games with goal results, but they're still just the starting 11 is great, but they just haven't got enough on the bench, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Man City are 2 points behind Liverpool as we speak with a game in hand, so
yeah,
I don't know who their game in hand is, but it doesn't really matter.
I don't even know where the game in hand come from, to be honest, though. But
so it looks like it's either going to be Luton,
I was just about
Brentford,
to say,
or Luton's, Bournemouth, so they're going to win.
Luton had a game postponed because of it flooded, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know,
or it might have been because of the scaffolding or something around the ground, so
right,
it might be Luton.
Right, it's either going to be Luton, Bournemouth, or Brentford.
It's an easy game. They're going to
smash them 4-0, no matter who it is.
Yeah, it's an easy game for them.
Yeah, I mean, Haaland, 16 goals again. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What an absolute beast.
I know. But again, you think a lot of strikers, you know, probably even Flavio Bonglehor could have been put up front for Man City at the moment and still score a good few goals. Mate, I have to say, did you see the video of him crying after a... you know, it's fucking win against Villa last week.
No.
So he was Malaysian, like Sky Sports, whatever Malaysia's.
Yeah, look, Now TV, isn't it? No, it's not Now. It's I know you're on Optimus or whatever sport.
Whatever
it's on the dodgy box. Yeah, you watch your football on the dot.
So he was one of the, you know, like the pundits, so not the commentators, but the pundits for it. And so, again, I don't know who it was with him, but they're recording him as United have scored the late goal. And he's there, he's just wiping the tears from his eyes and that. He was crying, little pussy all. And, oh, God. I mean, he's always been a prat anyway.
Yeah.
I know I've said it on the pod before, but I've seen him, I've slagged him off to his face. And he couldn't handle the banter, even though he was shit.
What have you got to say back to James?
Well, yeah, they're not going to win the league. And
agreed.
Bayern Munich, they're on about sacking Tuchel and getting Xabi Alonso
at the
anyway.
End of the season, yeah. That'd be interesting if they do that, because I would like him to go to Liverpool, but if Bayern Munich comes up, because he played for them as well. That being interesting.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how Liverpool... If Liverpool was to win the league, I think Alonso would go there then. Mm. But if they didn't, I don't think he would.
Yeah.
Because there wouldn't be the momentum leading into next season then.
And the thing is, if he goes to Bayern Munich, he's kind of guaranteed to win the... Not guaranteed, but he's got a good chance. He's got a better chance of winning that league.
Yeah, he's got a better chance. But how funny is it that Harry Kane goes there and they're not looking good, are they?
Okay,
that kid's just cursed anyway. Yeah. It's like kid, he's like 2 years younger than us, isn't he? God, I was thinking about this the other day. We're 35 this year. Yeah, I'm 35 old. In like 4.5 weeks ish.
Yeah, old mate.
You know, you think so 35, that like 50 years ago, that would have been classed as a midlife crisis then.
And it's true. You remember when you was young and you used to look at 35-year-old men like, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Old bastards.
I know. But then I look at some lads that are just a couple of years younger than us at the moment. I think that they look older than us.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. Some people look, you can look at some, there was some guys in, I was seeing some guys in the gym. He was telling me he was 53 or something. Was he 53? No, 49. He's like, you're 49? I was like, it's like, yeah, it didn't look like it. No. I would have said like life early's max, but it's just weird, eh?
Well, I've been doing some work with this geezer recently and that as well, and I thought he was younger than me, but he's not. He's like 40, 41.
Fucking hell.
And he's obviously never had a stress one.
Yeah.
You know, easy paper round as a kid. But yeah, James, we'll see at the end of the season what happens with Liverpool, mate. But I think it's just City's all over. You got no chance. And yeah, Klopp will have a nice 1 or 2 year retirement, and then he'll
manage Real Madrid, ain't he?
Yeah, Real Madrid. I'd say it's more like Real Madrid over after Barcelona.
After Angelo, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Right, so we'll move on to Abby now, and she says, "What's the saddest card decline moment you've ever seen? I work in a nightclub." And it's crazy how many times it happens each night.
No.
Each night.
The saddest one I've ever seen was this lad. We went out with Hollywood and one of our other pals. It was us. No, sorry. I don't know. You wasn't there. So it was just me, Hollywood, and one of our other pals. We went to All Bar One or Beer One, whatever the fuck it's called. I can't remember. And,
I know of All Bar One, I don't know of anyone.
You know how Hollywood would always chat to like men, which is a bit sus anyway. So he got chance to this one geezer, and the geezer, well, let me buy you lads a drink, I've got fucking loads of money. Like, we're bigging himself up, ain't he? And yeah, he went to pay, his car got declined. He was like, nah, I got loads of money, to the point where he showed us his bank account, you know, like one of them ones. Yeah. And to be fair, he had a few grand in there, but yeah, he got declined for some reason. Yeah, so. As I say, Hollywood brought the drinks. Yeah, that's probably the saddest thing I've seen, because he was like, nah, lads, I've got the money. Like, so much in the
beginning, and then he just drops off. I mean, I've seen loads of that, not to the same extent where they're trying to buy me a drink, but I've seen loads of them in the club, and it's declined, and they're still trying to talk to the bar staff as if like, oh, come on, just let me have the drink. You can't pay for it, so you can't have it. Otherwise, the saddest would probably be when I saw some lads at the self-checkout. I think it was, it must have been Asda. And he didn't have much, just a couple of items, and like the card just kept saying decline. And if I was in a good mood, I probably would have paid for it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's just like the look of like, disappointment, just like, oh, I can't get this stuff because my car's not working. Fortunately, I've never had that myself. I suppose there should have been a good few times on a night out at the club myself when that should have happened to save myself some money. But it's never happened to me. Not really seeing it much. I suppose because we don't work in retail or anything like that. So unless we're out, we don't really see anything like that.
It's more normally in the club. It's when it's like...
Loads of times I've seen it in the club. Yeah, but
the club.
In the club.
Fuck the club now, mate.
Nah, man. Fuck too old for you.
The club.
Nah. I mean, it's hard enough just to go to the pub, man. But
I'll be asleep by fucking 12.
Yeah. That's why I'm happy. Like, you know, if we was to go to the pub, get there at like 5 or 6 o'clock.
Have some food.
Yeah, a little scran. Good few beers.
That's it.
Back home for like 9.
That's it. Watch Match of Day.
Yeah, man. You know, I watched it for the first time in ages the other week.
I haven't watched this either.
It was only because I wanted to see the highlights of the Newcastle Luton 4-4.
Oh, right.
Which I thought that, like, from watching the highlights, I thought that was a good game. But there's quite a lot of goals that weekend as well. It was a good Match of the Day, which makes a change.
Well, yeah, thank you for your email, Abby. And also, James, we didn't say thanks for your email. I know you get I know JD baits you a little bit, but emails always appreciate it.
That's because he's not a proper scout, that's why.
No. He's like, you don't beat me up.
Hey,
he's not beating me.
Hey, calm down. You white soxer. Right, so Steve. So we had the email off of Steve the other week asking, would we forgive our partners if they cheated on us?
Yes.
And we was asking for context because we didn't know if he's the one that's been cheated on. Yeah. Is he cheating?
He's not going to say either way, is he?
Well, he has given us an update.
Right.
So, all right, lads. I've got no skeletons in my closet. it's my mate and his missus.
Right.
Turns out she's been doing OnlyFans.
Right.
They were out and she got recognised. Took him a few days to find out what she was doing. His head is shot. I don't know how much longer I can have him sleeping on my sofa.
Right.
So he's doing the good, mate.
But is he friends for the... Oh, we ain't got the camera. You know, is it really a friend or is it, you know, you get what I'm saying? But...
I'm guessing it is.
It depends what they're doing on OnlyFans, because if they're having full sex on OnlyFans, then yeah, it's over. But if it's just pictures of, you know, your partner and they're just doing stuff to themselves, do you get what I'm saying? If they're shagging other people,
if it's solo content, then let it be.
Just let it be.
Just earn that money.
Yeah, just earn the money, innit?
I know that. Not through watching any of it, but just from when you do hear it on the podcast and whatever. I know a lot of them will only have fellow female content creators. Because I don't know who it was, but I know one of them in particular did say that they don't trust male creators as much because, not because of like STDs or whatever, but performance issues.
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah,
get up to the task and do what's required. But yeah, if I don't know how I would feel about just female.
But like, why wouldn't she tell him that she's doing it?
I don't know.
Is it more the lie that's shot his head because she's been lying to him?
And is it that she's still doing it, or did she used to do it and then they've got together?
Yeah, that could be even that. Yeah. So, look, for me, as long as it's just solo stuff, I don't think it should be able to get it around. But if it's full contact with other people, some people don't like it, girl on girl stuff.
Again, though, because if she's like fisting herself on camera for people, but then she's not fisting herself for you.
Yeah, it's like, what I do it for?
Like,
the jealousy aspect.
Yeah, you know, if she's just bashing it all out and losing the sex drive for yourself, then yeah, I'd be annoyed about that. Find out a bit more, Steve. Let us know.
No, this is interesting, actually, because... it is really interesting. And it's
because his mate's in pain.
No, because emotionally. We have spoke about OnlyFans on this, and I know where I stand now. I keep saying it. You ask them two questions. How much do you earn? What's your best month? And that's all relevant.
So, Steve, ask those questions for us.
Yeah. No, because that is the only relevance.
Which you must be... Well, it's popular to a certain degree because they've gone out for a meal or whatever. Find out a handle or at whatever it is.
What is it? Isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say, is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Find out the link tree.
Yeah, link tree. Yeah, the LinkedIn. Lucky
that. LinkedIn, that's it.
Yeah. Definitely. If you can get some more context on this is I know. Sorry, for your mate because he's going through some stuff, but. You know, if you can give us a bit more, not so much in that or anything, but like of the context of what she's doing on OnlyFans, that'd be great. It just gives us more, just more.
Just a bit of context, so we can actually
because
try and help and yourself.
If you go on OnlyFans, you can watch people just paint naked. Do you know what I mean? It's not.
Can imagine that naked Bob Ross.
Who's Bob Ross?
Bob Ross, the big hair, always painted like a cabin in the forest and that log.
Oh, fuck, yeah. And then, look, the page, you used to do the pages, and it looked like it was going down the river.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
because the conspiracy is that he was a serial killer. And no, it's a proper conspiracy. This is, like, obviously, I don't know if it's real or not, but so every, like, cabin or scenery and that he painted was like somewhere that he buried a body.
All right, fucking hell.
Yeah, like, you'll start seeing it. Now that I spoke about it, you'll start seeing it on your TikTok.
No, but yeah, Steve, honestly, Steve, just a bit more context and that'd be great, because this is like really, really interesting, because not for you, mate, obviously, but
poor kid crying. Yeah, on the sofa.
It's just. It'd be really great to get a bit more context in this, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear, like, what kind of stuff she's doing. Is he full-blown? Is he soft?
Yeah.
You know?
Is she sitting on a
Because imagine that. If it is literally just getting, she's getting whacked by, like, two men constantly on there. And, like, you know, that would be hard.
Yeah, you're definitely not forgiving that.
Right. But, yeah, no, Steve. Thank you for your email.
Yeah, keep up the update. Let us know the score. And in general, though, you know, to be fair, there's not much else you can do. Just like,
just be a good mate.
Yeah. Don't take him out on the piece too much, I'd say, because that ain't going to help. Yeah, it depends,
because sometimes you need it to get over it, but then it's like, it's that getting,
that's what it's the grind. So don't do it too much, because, you know, you can't affect your own personal work life and whatever. And if you've got a missus yourself, it will start getting on her heading log, getting on her tits. Yeah. So,
you know what you've done there. Yeah. I hope everyone noticed that as well.
Yeah.
Wordplay, mate.
Now, we have got a few more emails.
No, let's do them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because we're on a bit of a push time at the moment, and we don't want someone else sleeping on another sofa. Right, well, we'll give one more, because we have got a couple more, but we'll give one more and save the rest for next week then, yeah?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. All right, then, let's do that.
Right, so let's go for Lauren.
So, and we will say, everyone that's emailed, we will get to your emails next week. Yeah,
I am going to save them on my phone. And we will read them out. It's just like what we did last week, basically. We did the shorter one. Then the following week, we actually did the emails. So we'll bring these. We'll probably start off with them next week. Even though we didn't start off with them last week, it was literally, we intended to, but we started rattling on. Because that's what we do.
Right, let's do the one more then. And then, as you said, we'll get to the rest next week.
Yeah. So we'll go with Lauren. Again, when she emailed, I think it was last time anyway, she was contemplating leaving a job.
Right, yes, I remember, yeah.
We give a bit of advice, look for another job while you're still working, blah, blah.
Oh, interesting.
So she says that she's left her old job, couldn't stay in that crappy place anymore, just trying a few different things now to see where I want to go in life. So fair play.
That's great.
Because that's always the main thing. You've got to make sure you're happy, not just in life, but with what you're doing. You've got to
get that balance, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because as I did say at that, like when we read her last mail, email, not meal, until I'm hungry. You know, I actually enjoy what I do. I've got a good balance with that.
But I really respect that, because she weren't happy. She's took a risk, and now she's just finding her place.
Yeah, because even if it's like 6 months flipping the burgers at McDonald's and that, like, until you know, if you need to do like a night course or whatever, just. Like the main thing is she's still
just navigating through life.
You still need to earn the money to do whatever you need to do. So yeah, fair play on that. So she says, anyway, my ex-boss is now asking for the whereabouts of, in quote, important documents. How should I respond?
Right. So it sounds like
this was sent about a week and a half ago. So this might be a bit too late on advice from our part.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, I just wouldn't bother. Obviously, it depends on what kind of, if it's payroll documents, you gotta tell them where that is. If it's just like, I don't know, just whatever Excel spreadsheet and that, I'd be like, fuck it, let that person do that now.
I would literally just send him like the most sarkiest email back, like, this is why I've left, because I had to do all this and no one else can do it now. I don't even work. Now you're reaching out to me. I would literally just big myself up, and you know, and just give it to him. Just big yourself up.
Send an invoice as well, though. If it's in whatever folder labeled as such and such, then ping an invoice for like an hour's worth of work. Yeah.
You know what she should do as well? Just send it, nothing else, and just put, what are you going to do without me? Winky face. Fucking hell. Yeah, no, that, yeah, no, respect for leaving. Obviously, yeah, yeah. You know, you've took a chance. You know, you navigating, and hopefully you find something.
Yeah. And then, yeah, if you start doing OnlyFans, let us know. We'll shout you out.
Also, you know what? Look, if there isn't OnlyFans girl listens to our podcast, can you get in touch?
Just a girl? What if there's a man that's doing OnlyFans? Or a couple.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone.
Oh, yeah, couples can do it as well.
Let's get them on. Let's get them on so we can ask two questions. But I'm sure we can. I suppose you can ask, what's the weirdest thing you've ever been requested, any? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's the third question, so, isn't it? Yeah.
Let's. Well, yeah, yeah, sorry. We're just going. Right, yeah. But Lauren, yeah.
So, there's a few things. I'd say if it is anything to do with pay, you've got to just say, look, oh, it's such and such. But we don't know what she used to do for work.
Also, what's that thing, GDPR? Technically, now, he shouldn't be asking for stuff like that because, so you know what is it GDPR?
You're about like, the data protection.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure by law, he shouldn't be asking her now.
He shouldn't be, no.
No.
Yeah. Because again, like, has he got in touch personal phone number or personal, like, yeah, she hasn't said so.
But I would assume it'd be an email, innit?
Yeah, but if it was a work's email address, I wouldn't have been checking that in the first place. If it's private, to your personal one, then I'd be like, hang on, Jeff, don't fucking get in touch with me.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
If it's just a bollocks, you know, spreadsheet or whatever, some presentation, yeah, I'd be like, nah, sod off.
Right.
Get my replacement to find it.
And because obviously, as JD said, it's probably been a week and a half since you emailed. Can you let us know what you did reply back to that, please? That'd be great to know. Because, I hope it's something sarcastic or just something just short and sweet. You know where...
Send a picture of your bum hole.
No, it's just enough just to be like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just a little icing on the cake.
Slap in the face.
Yeah.
You know. But you've held your dignity as well. No, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so yeah, cheers for that. And we've got... I'll just write them out. So we've got the Reds 92 from the other week. Miles, he's still catching up. And we've got Jess. So hold tight. We will get on to you next week. Get on me.
And we will do those first off on the next week's.
That'll be the intention, yeah. We'll do
next week. Let's do the emails first, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, emails, probably talk shit in between. Well, not probably, most likely will do.
Definitely.
Yeah, if we've got a few more emails, rattle on to them afterwards at the end as well. So, we should be asking for some bits and bobs next week as well, because we're coming up to episode 50. We're going to try and do something a bit special. I don't know. We've got to actually have a little
maybe plan.
But you know, that's for us behind the scenes. But stay tuned for it anyway. It's going to be big. Always going to get better as well. Shout out to all the new listeners and everything as well.
Yes.
You know, appreciating all the downloads and everything we're getting. The numbers are getting bigger. So glad that we're getting a higher audience and all that out there. So, yeah.
I do like the fact that when we started this podcast, we didn't have a topic in terms of we weren't going to just stick to a certain topic, because
we tried a little bit to try and do.
Yes, like, yeah.
You know, we did that. We tried to plan topics to talk about, but, you know, it's a lot of work to do that, to be fair. As it sounds.
Yeah.
Trying to think of stuff.
I do feel like doing it how we do it, obviously, and we are open. Like, I do feel like not other podcasts would probably get some of these emails, and that's what I like. It's a bit out there, niche.
Well, it's just random. We probably should have called it the Random Talking Podcast. But
always time. But
it's always real talk, though.
Yeah, it's always from the heart.
Because even though it's random, it's the realest talk. It's the realest reactions and real emotions. And real topics.
Like Emotion FM. Every time Emotion FM. Fernando.
So appreciate you all, and we shall see you next week. Peace. Bye-bye.